Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Module 7, Assess Performance. Contract managers should constantly be assessing their performance. Determine that goals are being reached and requirements enforced. By creating metrics and measuring performance, it is possible to improve activities and increase the success of the contract. Performance can be assessed. Each contract will cover its own list performance measures, depending on industry and goals. Any performance assessed needs to be measurable, or it will not be possible to compare it to the other data and analyze. If it is not measurable, then metrics cannot be created to assess the success of the contract as it is being implemented. Examples of performances that can be measured include cost, quality, safety, and accuracy, to name a few. Each list of performance measures will vary with the industry and the goals of the contract. Creating metrics. Metrics and key performance indicators facilitate the performance assessment. A metric can be used for any performance, but the KPI is typically used to measure key areas of performance. An example of a KPI is the sales goal. Your business, contract goals, and performance measures will determine the metrics you choose and how you measure them. Examples of common metrics. Processes. Turnover, ROI, retention, revenue, etc. Projects. Cost, scope, quality, etc. Production. Cost, labor, material, yield. Benchmarks help assess metrics. Use research from the best practices along with past performance to create goals that are measurable and achievable. For example, a sales goal should be higher than the sales from the previous year while taking other economic factors into consideration. It is important to note that metrics and goals need to be adjusted over time. Measuring performance. There are different ways to measure performance. Some metrics have simple yes or no answers. Other metrics will have numerical assessments, and others are more subjective. The measures can be taken created using audits, free version inspections, for non-commercial reports, use. Surveys, and other feedback. Staying in compliance in some areas is a simple matter of answering yes or no. For example, having all food service employees be certified food handlers is a matter of compliance or non-compliance. Mathematical assessments are easy to assess. For example, an increase in sales can be quickly assessed and compared to the last year's performance. Positive outlook on future decisions. Subjective metrics, such as customer satisfaction, can be assessed using surveys. They should also be compared to proxy measures, such as the number of repeat customers. Improving performance. Tracking performance using scorecards and other measures will identify areas that require improvement. Scorecards allow for continuous monitoring, which provides the opportunity for continuous improvement. The scorecard should display trends and goals in the different metrics. The actions that need to be taken will vary. Keep in mind that it may be necessary to alter targets that are not achievable.
Created example, with KPIs. Free version for non-commercial
material
use.
Material cost 35%. Inventory on hand 50% of production. Labor cost 37%. Case study. Parker executed the contract with Nathan and believed that they made a good deal. Parker trusted Nathan to monitor the employees who would sell her product over the course of a year. After 3 months, Parker began receiving complaints from customers who purchased her product from Nathan's employees. She began looking at the numbers and realized that the sales and repeat customers were beginning to decrease, and it coincided with her contract with Nathan. She immediately called Nathan to discuss his employees and the decrease in customer satisfaction.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.